So we hear God speaking in this world today in a variety of ways. As we read in a lot of the stories throughout the Bible, it seems when God speaks, there's an audible voice of God, though that's not always our experience now. What remains the same then and now is that God speaks to us. Sometimes in some of the strangest of circumstances or in ways that we wouldn't expect. Our scripture today is a story that illustrates that perfectly. We're reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 22. Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the Moabite officials. But God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, it turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat it to get it back on the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path through the vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat it with his staff. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and it said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?" And Balaam answered the donkey, "You have made a fool of me. If only I had my sword in my hand, I would kill you right now." The donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" "No," he said. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey these three times? I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me." The donkey saw me and turned away from me three times. If it had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now. But I have spared you, spared it. Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back." The angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but speak only what I tell you." So Balaam went with Balak's officials. The story of Balaam and his donkey is not the most common story you hear about in church. It's not a typical Sunday school story. It's hardly ever preached about, though it's certainly a story that has something to teach us about the way we can listen and hear God speak in this world. In case you don't remember much about the story, Balaam was a prophet of God. Balaam was not an Israelite. He wasn't one of God's chosen people, but it seems that still he was a prophet of God. Israel, at the time, was camped on the land of Moab. The people of Moab were not very content with all of Israel parked there on their land, and especially not their king, Balak. And so Balak decided he'd enlist the local prophet Balaam to go and curse Israel. Balaam, being a prophet of God, certainly knew God's answer about this. But God made it clear to him anyway not to go anywhere near the king. But Balaam was still, he was still intrigued, curious about getting to rub shoulders with the king, about the possibility of a bribe, something in it for him. And so though he knew God's answer, he decided to go ask God anyway. And so he told the king, "Okay, stay here tonight, and I'll go ask God if it's okay." Do you ever hear God clearly, but you know, you just kind of want a different answer? Balaam was doing this. Balaam went back to God knowing the answer, hoping to try to get God to change his mind. And it didn't work out so well for him. Ultimately, God finally essentially says something like, "All right, fine, go. Let's see how that works out for you." And so Balaam set out with his trusty donkey to meet Balak. And that's where our story picks up today. Balaam isn't looking to see God, to hear God anymore. He's going his own way. But that didn't stop God from getting the point across. The donkey got the point when he didn't. And the donkey saw someone in the road, an angel of the Lord, and so the donkey stopped. Of course, Balaam was still doing his own thing and was missing it all, and so he starts to beat the donkey, and this happens a second and a third time until finally Balaam's donkey starts to speak. And so then finally Balaam gets it. His eyes are open. He sees the angel of the Lord before him. Sometimes, I guess, it just takes something as drastic as a donkey talking for God to get our attention. This is one of those strange things that happens in the Bible. There's a lot of strange things that happen in the Bible, and we tend to kind of glaze over it. But that may not be to our benefit, to ignore these weird little oddities when they may have something to teach us about our lives today. We're not immune to these kind of odd circumstances in our lives, and we may be wise to take a lesson from Balaam and his donkey. Start to pay attention to these funny little circumstances that we may find ourselves in. I was at Goodyear getting my car worked on a couple months ago, and me and the guy got talking about church and being a preacher and everything, and he said, "You're not going to use me in a sermon, are you?" He had heard a pastor tell a story that talked about him on the radio. And so I said, "You never know." And so now I have to. He told about our old associate pastor, Matt. Matt had been in the shop a long while ago, and as Ed, the Goodyear guy, tells the story, Matt left the shop a little annoyed that he had to take his car in, and he experienced one of these strange circumstances, those funny little God moments, where because he had to take his car in, annoyingly had to take his car in, because of that, he was walking back, and he wound up going by the school, and then finally he realized that he was actually supposed to be there. He was currently missing a meeting that he was supposed to be at, and he realized he was supposed to be there for his kids, and so he went. Sometimes you can hear God speak in the strangest of circumstances. Sometimes you can't hear it until then. Or even in some little misfortune, you can see a silver lining where some wrong turn down a long and winding road in the end makes it clear that it most indeed was not a wrong turn, but a right one. Where some little occurrence, some little sign gives you a nudge in the right direction, and you find that it's clear that God has been involved, that God is speaking to you, guiding you in this world, even if you can't see it yet. Rich Mullins was a Christian musician in the 90s, and he would always talk a lot at his concerts, probably as much as he played, he would talk. And he used to say that we can learn something from Balaam's donkey. He used to say that God used a donkey to speak, a donkey, except he used a different word for donkey. God used a donkey to speak. And God speaks through donkeys, he said, still today. So when we feel that God is speaking through us to the world around us, we shouldn't get too full of ourselves. And when we meet someone and realize that they aren't what we hope, what we expect, that they're actually a bit of a donkey themselves, we shouldn't dismiss them too quickly. For God spoke to Balaam through a donkey, and he just may speak through a donkey today. We can be so caught up in this life, in the things we're just bound and determined to do, we can miss the ways that God may be speaking to us. in our circumstances, maybe even in the people that we come across throughout our daily lives, some of whom we may be actively trying to avoid. Stephanie has been watching one of her favorite shows lately called Joan of Arcadia. It just had 2 seasons, aired a long time ago. The theme song of this show is that old Joan Osborne song, if you remember, What If God Was One of Us? Just a slob like one of us, just a stranger on the bus. All throughout this show, God kind of shows up and speaks to the main character, Joan. In all kinds of different and unexpected forms, God shows up. In a little girl, in a teenage boy tattooed and dressed in all black, in a little old lady, God shows up and speaks. This is a testament to our need to pay attention in this life to the world around us, to the many ways that God may be speaking. It says in the book of Isaiah that whether we turn to the right or turn to the left, our ears will hear a voice behind us saying, "This is the way, walk in it." God is speaking to us, guiding us, still saying, "This is the way, walk in it." There's a number of different lessons that can come out of this story for us, I think. But the one that I think is the most centrally important for us today is just about hearing and doing the will of God. When it becomes clear to us that this is the way, that this is God's will, then we need to walk in it. Balaam knew God's answer. He just wanted a different one. Wasn't sure he really wanted to be obedient to the will of God, and that's the way we are too sometimes, I think. There's a story of a preacher who came home and told his wife, "Honey, I just got a call to the church over in the next town. And now you know that it's a bigger town, it's a richer town, bigger church, more members. The folks are fine people over there. I've been called to go over there as a pastor, and I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to go upstairs and pray to find out what the Lord's will is for us." And so she answered, "Okay, I'll go upstairs to pray with you." "Oh no," he said, "oh no. Why don't you stay down here and pack?" He had made up his mind. Balaam had made up his mind also. He wasn't seeking to be obedient so much as do his own thing. Learning to be obedient to God in this life is one of our central tasks as Christians, and one of the most difficult lessons for us to learn. So difficult, I think, that we have to learn it over and over again. Where when we ignore God's way and follow our own will and ways, we shouldn't be so surprised if we face some roadblocks along the way, some trouble, and have to learn this lesson again. Forgive me, because I know at first it seems like there's something a little boring about just being obedient to the will of God. It's not as exciting as, you know, a talking donkey is. Obedience to God isn't as interesting as seeing some sign, a wonder from God, or finding God in certain strange and serendipitous circumstances. But obedience is an important, essential part of being a Christian. And I think that we may be surprised at the amazing ways that God can work in our lives through our simple obedience, speak wisdom and life into our world. After all, God is the God who will use a donkey to speak. That's just one of the strange and funny stories among many in the scriptures. Ultimately, God Almighty is about the strangest character that you'll find in the Bible. Where the wisdom of this world thinks that God's ways are but foolishness. Where the kingdom of God turns the ways of this world upside down. Where the rich are cast down, the poor are lifted up. Where the weak are made strong, and the last made to be first. To simply strive to be obedient to God may seem like a boring endeavor, but not with our God. We strive to follow after God Almighty himself. And when we do that, when we hear this is the way, and we walk in it, in the hands of our God, we may just be in for a surprising adventure for the life ahead of us. Amen.